This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing our Shiurim on Sefer Devarim. We're nearing the end of the Chumash. Once again, our Shiurim on Sefer Devarim are sponsored by Dr. Zakheim u'mishpachta l'ilei nishmas Rav Shloima Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim l'ilei nishmas Rivka bas Tovi Halevi. They should be Melitza Yisham for their whole family. Tonight's shir is sponsored by my dear friend Reb Kenny Pinsauer in honor of his upcoming birthday, this Shabbos. He should have many happy returns. Tonight is the birthday of my very, very dear friend, Yaakov Yehoshua Selmar from Detroit, Michigan. I see you there, right? Thank you very much. Hashem should give you long life and good health on behalf of everyone here and everyone listening, and also on behalf of my friend Gedalia Schwartz. We all wish you a very happy birthday. Also, tonight's show is sponsored anonymously from the country of Ashkenaz. That's Germany. For a Shana Tov Masuka, for the sponsors, together with all of Am Yisrael. Okay, welcome. Thank you everybody for coming. We have a very important share tonight. We're going to speak about the Teichacha, your favorite topic. And I remember one time we had a new guest in the shul, and I don't know what happened, but the Gabbai accidentally gave him the Teichacha. That's one of the more innocuous stories that I happen to know of use of the Teichacha. But yeah, he's a very nice guy. Yeah, he did. Okay, in any event, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Megillah, Amar Abaye, the halacha that you're allowed to interrupt in the Teichacha, Layamru Ela B'Klalei Shebetaras Kayanim, this was only said by the curses in Vayikra. You know, in Vayikra you have klalos. How many klalos? You have 49 klalos in B'chuk Kaisai. Aval klalos of Mishnah Torah, but the klalos in Devarim, in Kisavai, Paisek. In other words, this that we said you're not allowed to interrupt, that's only the curses of Vayikra, but the curses of Mishnah Torah, you're allowed to interrupt. Why? What's the difference between the curses of Vayikra and Mishnah Torah? Says the Gemara, Halalu b'lashayin rabim amurais. The klalos of Taras Kayanim were said in Lashon Rabim. Umoisha mipi ha-gevura amran. Moisha said it mipi ha-gevura, from the mouth of the Almighty. The halalu and the klalos of Mishnah Torah b'lashon yachid amurus were said in Lashon Yachid. Umoisha mipi atzmai amran. Moisha said it on his own. So the question is, what does it mean Moshe said the klalos in Taras Kayanim mipi ha-gevura and the klalos in Mishnah Torah mipi atzmai? Comes the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that the curses in Mishnah Torah were mipi atzmai. It doesn't say me atzmai, mipi atzmai. But the others were, meaning the klalos of Vayikra are mipi ha-gevura. V'halolu mipi atzmai, mipi hahu koel de'ochid bei, from that voice that he clung to, de'ikri hachi, that it's called this, v'shaper mila, and it's proper. What does this mean? The Mefarshei HaZayar say, the Ramak explains, that there's a difference between the curses of Bechukaisai and Kisavai. Bechukaisai were said from God's mipi, from his mida, mipi ha-gevura, gevura is midas hadin. So the klalos of Taras Kayanim were said with the midah of strict justice. However, the curses of Kisavai were said mipi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is like a confluence. Tiferes is a confluence of some rachamim. So the klalos of Taras Kayanim were said b'midas hadin. The klalos of Mishnah Torah were said with a degree of midas harachamim. Okay, that's the Zayar, and that's the explanation of the Gemara. In other words, we're learning that there is a difference between the tone of Bechukaisai and Kisavai. Bechukaisai was said with harshness. Kisavai was said with a modicum of rachamim. So now we have an important question. Really? Kisavai was said with a modicum of rachamim? If anything, the klalos of Taras Kayanim was said with more rachamim than the klalos of Mishnah Torah, because the klalos in Bechul Kaisa, you have consolation at the end. You have Va'af Gam Zois Be'era Biyosam Be'era Soyveim Le'ma'astim Le'ga'altim L'chaloisam L'hafer Brisi Itam. By the way, if you're wondering on Zoom why I'm leaning to my right side, because on Pesach you lean to your left side, and the rest of the year you lean to your right side, and also almost everyone in the shir is on the right over here. So, but that's the question. See, David laughs at my jokes, at least. Okay, so that's, you say you're invited back, you know? That's okay. So the question is, in what way is the klalos of Bechul Kaisai more strict than the klalos of Kisavai? The klalos of Bechul Kaisai have consolation at the end. So let's begin with the tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz was written by Reb David ben Zimra. Reb David ben Zimra was the rabbi in Cairo. He was the Rebbe of none other than Arizal himself and the Shita Mekubetzes. He was from Tzfas. He was the rabbi in Cairo for 40 years. He wants to know, why is there consolation in Bechul Kaisai and there's no consolation in Kisavai? He brings, this is the question of none other than the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Zohar says, well, because when it says in Kisavai, Kol Choyli, V'chol Maka, Yaleim Hashem, Yaleim could mean not just to bring upon, Yaleim could mean to hide. Yaleim, he'll put away, Lashon Halama, Lashon of hiding. But the question is, it says right after that, that Alecha, on you. So it's not hiding, Alecha means it's going to go on you. Don't use the there's a decoy maramakam this week. Don't fall for the decoy. Okay, that's another thing we have to contend with over here. It's a rule in life in general. Never fall for the decoy maramakam sheet. So the Zohar's answer is very difficult, that Yaleim in Kisavai means Hashem is going to hide it. Says the Radvaz, in my opinion, the reason why there's no consolation in Kisavai is because in Bechul Kaisai, Hashem's name does not really appear in the Teichacha. Just as you're going to have this, Imholchu imi bekeri, if you walk with me callously, in other words, Hashem's presence is not explicit in Bechul Kaisai. Therefore, consolation is needed. However, in Kisavai, there is no difficulty, challenge, curse that does not have the name of Hashem. So since God's name is prominent many, many, many times, no consolation is necessary. Because when you're in the presence of Hashem, it's not needed to have the nechama, it's not needed to have the consolation. Okay? So this is a very important feature of this week's parasha. Despite the fact that it's klala and it's toichacha, nevertheless, God's name appears many, many times. How many times does the name of Hashem appear in this week's parasha? 26 times. Comes the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says, how many times is Hashem's name in Shemoneh Esrei? It's got to be at least 19, because there are 19 brachas. And the first bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem. It says Hashem's name in Shemoneh Esrei 26 times. Says the Baal HaTurim, 26 times Hashem's name appears in the Teichacha, 26 times in Shemoneh Esrei, to protect from the 26 curses of the Teichacha. So now we're learning an amazing thing, that God's name appears 26 times in Shemoneh Esrei, and it protects us from the 26 names of Hashem in the Teichacha. So when the Radvaz says we don't need consolation in this week's parsha because Hashem's name appears, no, it appears 26 times. The only thing is, actually, Hashem's name does not appear 26 times in Shemoneh Esrei. It appears 27 times because they added V'lam al Shinim. Baruch atah Hashem, Shoiver Oivim, U'machni Azeidim. So really, God's name appears 27 times. Let us now introduce the wondrous Chiddush. This Chiddush is brought in many Svarim. The Chida mentions it in the Yosef Tehillos. And it's, as we're going to see, it's brought by Rav Shamshon Me'ashtapoli, the Megala Amukos, and that is the Medrash in the Yalkut. And the end of this week's parasha says, the Pasuk, Mitzauhu, Ra'ois, Rabois, Vitzarois, refer to the 98 kolos of the Toichacha in this week's parsha. Mitzauhu, tsarois, rabois, v'tsarois. And the question, the great darshan, one of the great all-time darshanim, was the Lev Aryeh. The Lev Aryeh was one of the earliest classic darshanim. He wants to know, how does the Medrash know that the pasuk, u'mitzauhu, rois, rabois, refers to this week's parsha? And he says a wondrous thing. You ready? You're fasten your seatbelt? Now the summer is behind us. We're now almost, it's still August, right? It's still, tonight is August 30th. But once in a blue moon, there's going to be a blue moon tonight. You know about that? That tonight's going to be a blue moon. So everything that you thought is supposed to have, it's happening tonight, it's a big night. You know, there's an expression, you know, I'll do it when there's 3 days Rosh Chodesh. So one time the chazan in shul, I remember, he said, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he made a mistake. So my father got very excited because my grandmother used to say on a 3-day Rosh Chodesh, you know, so you have to be careful. Tonight is blue moon. Okay? You ready? Says the Lev Aryeh, Ra'ois is Gematria 676. There are 676 words in the Teichacha on this week's parasha. Rabois, ra'ois, tzaddik. There are 676 words. Tzaddik, said by the tzaddik, not by God. Moshe, the tzaddik. He said 676 words. Rabois, ra'ois. Ra'ois is 676. But how are you going to be saved? The Radvaz says, we don't need consolation because we have Hashem's name. How many times? 26 times. Rabois, Rois, Tzaddik. We have 676 words. Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. The name of God will protect us from all of these words of the Toichacha. Now, says the Lev Aryeh, it says Hashem's name 26 times. The Gematria of Hashem's name is 26. How does the name of Hashem protect us from the 676 words of the Teichacha? 26 times 26 is 676. Rabois, ra'ois, tzaddik. Many evils before the tzaddik. How many evils? 676. What is the significance of that? The number of words in the Teichacha in Parshas Kisavai. That's how the Medrash knows that the words Rabbi Yisroel Tzaddik refer to the Teichacha of this week's Parsha. How are you going to be saved? Umikulam, from all of them, Yatzilenu Hashem, the name of God, which is Gematria 26, that appears 26 times, will save us from the Teichacha of this week's Parsha. This is Pshat and Rashi in this week's parsha that Moshe was makel in his klalos. He was lenient in his klalos. How was he makel in the klalos? Because by injecting the name of Hashem 26 times, that protects us from the 676 words of the Teichacha. By the way, the holy Megal Amukais. Megal Amukais lived in the generation of the Bach. He's buried in Krakow. My wife is a direct descendant of Megal Amukos. Megal Amukos had Gilui Eliyahu Panim El Panim. That's what it says on his grave. Hayola Gilui Eliyahu Panim El Panim. Okay, he wrote 252 Perushim on the first Pasuk in Vaschanan. He wrote 1,000 Perushim on the first small Aleph of Ayikra. We only have about 9 of them. The Megal Amukos reveals, that's the pshat, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Elokeinu. The first letter of the pasuk is Chaf. The last letter of the pasuk is Vav, 26. Through the 26, Kishem Hashem, through the name of Hashem, I call out and ascribe greatness to our Creator. The Chaf of the first letter of the pasuk, the Vav of the last letter of the pasuk, times the name of Hashem, 676. And how many times does Hashem's name appear in Shemana Esrei? 26 times. That protects us from the 676 words of the Teichacha. That's why right after Shemana Esrei we say Tachnun, where we say Rachum v'chanun, Rachim alai v'kabel tachanunai. Rashei Tevois, Rachim alai v'kabel tachanunai. Resh ayin vav tav. Rois, 676. And you know what you should be telling me? I can't believe it. This is unbelievable. This strengthens my emunah in the Torah. look how precise the number of words of the Teichacha, 676 words of the Teichacha, 26 names of Hashem, times 26 protects us from the 676 words. That's why we daven Shemoneh Esrei with 26 names of Hashem. No, that's not what you should tell me. You should tell me you already said this 7 years ago. So then I remember it. That's why this is just the introduction to today's shiur, okay? This is just the intro. Now that you have the intro, we're taking it to the next level, okay?
Did you say 26 times Hashem?
26 years ago, I didn't say this shiur. I said a different shiur. Now I'm joking, what?
26 times Hashem's name, including
Vlamo Shinim? No. Vlamo Shinim.
27 times.
So Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, come on. But now we have Vlamo Shinim. So there are really 27 names of Hashem.
There are 27.
Yeah, with Vlamo Shinim. Yeah.
So that's not included.
Not in the first part of this year. We're not including Vlamo Shinim. No, because Vlamo Shinim was added.
Right.
Okay, so originally they made Shemoneh Esrei to protect us from the Teichacha. But now we're going to try to look. And Jason Eisenberg is saying, doesn't 26 times 26 equal 676? Yeah, it does. That's what we said. 26 times 26 is 676. 676 words in the Teichacha. So there are a few questions in order. By the way, Rav Shamshin Meashtapoli brings the same idea. And that is, he brings, look at number 72, say Shimshain, the clause of the Teichacha, Moshe said mi pi atzmai, their tough resh ayin vav tevois, kaminyan ra'ois. 26 times Havaya equals 676. This is what the pasuk means. Rabois ra'ois tzadik. Umikulam yatzilenu Hashem. Okay. Comes the Reikeach. You know what the Reikeach was? Rav Elezer of Garmaiza. One of the great masters of the secrets of the Torah. And he points out there are 774 words in the Teichacha. Now there are those who have a Gersa 775. And we're going to be working with that, Gersa.
Wait, didn't we just say 676?
Who remembers what we said a minute ago? the Reikeach says there are 774 words in the Teichacha. Again, we're going to be working with the opinion that there's 775. In the 15 Shir Hamalos, you know in Tehillim there are 15 Shir Hamalos? There are 775 words in the 15 Shir Hamalos to protect us from the 775 words of the Teichacha. So a few things need to be reconciled over here. Number one, David wants to know, come on, this is not like from 7 years ago. You said 5 minutes ago there are 676 words in the Teichacha. So what's the Reikeach saying that there are 775 words? So you're allowed to be 99 off. No, there's no such rule that you could be 99 off, right? If it would be... Unless 100 is like 1, and you're 1 off 1, but usually you can't, you know, that's weak. That's weak. So who's correct? Are there 775 words in the Teichacha? Or are there 676 words in the Teichacha?
Why don't we just pull out a punch?
Yeah, that might be a good idea, right? Furthermore, there are 26 names of Hashem in Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Yitzchak says there are 27. How many times does Hashem's name appear in the Teichacha? We said 26. Can I have a chumash? Are we counting the last pasuk? Eila divrei habris? There are a lot of books in this room. There should be, yeah? Oh, boy. Are we counting the last pasuk? The last pasuk says... Eila divrei habiris asher tziva Adonai es Moshe lichrois es bnei Yisrael be'eretz Moav milevad habiris asher karasi tam b'chayrev. Does that pasuk count? Does that Shem Hashem count? Now it might be good if it doesn't count, so there are 26 names of Hashem in Teichacha proper, and there's a 27th added, because actually Eila divrei habiris is in the next parsha. What does that mean, the next parsha? It's open in the Sefer Torah. There's a samach there. So maybe you do count it, maybe you don't count it. So in the footnotes on Rav Shamshin Meashtapoli, He asks, many ask on the classic drasha that there are 676 words in the Teichacha brought by the Chida, brought by the Lev Aryeh, that if you count the Teichacha, there are actually 775 words. So we're going to take a break now for 2 hours and we're going to count the words. No, we're not. So where does 676 come? And what's 775? Another thing. He says that when the Kadmonim counts 775 words, that's from the beginning of the Teichacha, the very beginning of the Teichacha, from V'haya, Imlai Sishma'u, where it says V'haya, Imlai Sishma'u, B'kal Hashem L'kacha, that's 775. But probably the Darshanim that say 676, they say they're 26 names of Hashem. But if you go through the whole Teichacha, they're really 27 if you count the one in Eila Devrei Habris. So let's make the following cheshbon. They must not count the pasuk Eila Devrei Habris. Eila Devrei Habris has 20 words. So now we're only 79 off. Okay. Also, maybe they only count the psukim that have impending disaster, not the pasuk, if you don't listen to me. Doesn't say anything bad in that pasuk. And maybe they don't count the pasuk Imloy Sishmar Lasais. And maybe they don't count the pasuk Tachas Asher Avadatas Hashem Leikecha B'Simcha. Because that's not a pasuk of disaster. That's a pasuk of the reason why this is happening. And maybe you take out the 26 names of Hashem. Let's make the following cheshbon. If you take out the first pasuk V'haya Imloy Sishma, that has 23 words, and you take out the pasuk Tachas Hashem Leavadata that has 12 words, we're up to 35. And the pasuk Imloy Sishmar that has 21 words, we're up to 56. And the pasuk Eila Divrei Habris, 76, plus an additional 23 names of Hashem that were not in those psukim, that's 99. 775 words in the whole Teichacha. 676 if you're a stickler for every single word. Oya Menaira. Okay, and you have the cheshbon here. You don't have to take my word for it. Okay? There's 676 words of doom in the Teichacha. We're not counting the first pasuk. We're not counting the last pasuk. We're not counting psukim that don't have promises of disaster. If you don't count, and we're not counting the name of Hashem. If you don't count that, there's 676 rois, rabois, rois, tzaddik. How are we going to protect it? Umikulam yatzilenu Hashem. Now let's talk about LeDavid. What comes out unbelievable? That Arizal says anyone who says LeDavid from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Simchas Torah, erev avoyker, muvtach loy, that you're going to live out the year, and it's going to be sweet, and even if there's a gzera ra'ah, min hashamayim, you could be mevatel it, and you could remove all the makatrigim, and all the mastinin, and all the gzerois kashois, verois, you'll be exonerated from. You know, so there might be a guy, let's say that's being, he's facing like four different charges in different states. I'm not going to say exactly who. He might want to tell his son-in-law to give him the Ladovit, right? Because anyone who has any Mekatrigan, any Mastinin, any Gzerois, Kashois, Verois, Yoitze Bedimos. Why? He says, because from Rosh Chodesh Elul, the 13 gateways of Rachamim are open, and therefore it says Hashem's name in Ladovit 13 times. So says the Shvilei Pinchas, Tavshin Ayin, it comes out, if you say it morning and night, you're saying Hashem's name 26 times, so you're protected from any Gzeirois Rois, you're protected from the Teichacha. So this might be a new reason for the power of LeDavid, where you have 13 Shemois in the morning, 13 in the evening, and the 26 mentions of Hashem's name protect us from Rois, 676.
The reason we say it before
Shoshana
is Tichle Shana.
We want to get rid of the last years, and then after we say because there might be new ones for the new year. But Rabbi Yisai, we said that if you count all the Shemos of Hashem, there are not 26 Shemos, there are 27. Now 26 Shemos is a total of 676. what would 27 shemais be? 676 plus 26. 702. What's 702? Shabbos. Says Arizal, Shabbos is 27 times the Shem Havaya. Shabbos is 27 times the Shem Havaya. Comes the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, why is Shabbos called Shabbos? Mahu Shabbos, Shema deKudsha Brichu. Shabbos is the name of the Almighty. Shema deIhu, number 14, deIhu Shlim Mikol Satrai. The name that He's complete from all sides. Shabbos is the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complete from all sides. The Zohar is saying God's name is Shabbos. Really? Since when is His name Shabbos? How is His name Shabbos? The Zohar says His name is complete from all sides. Comes the B'nai Yisachar and he explains. He says, you know, you're not supposed to say the word Shabbos in a Beis HaKisei. Because Shabbos is Hashem's name. He says, I know medaktikim that they don't say the word Shabbos for nothing. Because the Zohar says Shabbos is Hashem's name. Now let me explain to you how Shabbos is Hashem's name. How many letters in the Hebrew alphabet?
22.
Plus Menatzpach, the final mem, the final nun, the final tzad, the final pei, and the final chaf. There are 27 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Each letter represents a different dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. How many dimensions of the Shem Havaya are there? 27. So it comes out, Shabbos is the entire gamut of all the various dimensions of Hashem's name. That's the Pshat Nezayar. That Shabbos is Shema Dekut Shabrichu De'ihu Shlim Mikol Satrai. That's the Pshat Nezayar. So the Shvile Pinchas, this is a mimer that he said in Tavshin Ayin. And I give a Shevach V'Hidah to Ribbono Shel Olam because I was studying this in Tavshin Pei. That was 3 years ago. And at the time I was learning this, it was during COVID, and I was extremely short of breath. I remember 3 years ago, it was very difficult for me breathing. So Baruch Hashem, you know, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. I was able to, Hashem gave me good inhalation since then. Baruch Hashem. This is something I read 3 years ago, and the Shvile Pinchas suggests that we know that that Shabbos is the source of all bracha. We have a Zohar in Parshas Yisrael. He says, Alahachi ta'ana, kol berchaon de la'ela v'sata b'yoyma shviya talyan. All blessing from above and below is dependent on the seventh day. Meaning, all blessing that there is in the world is dependent on the seventh day. He says something very interesting. You know, the Arachayim HaKadosh writes, Ki sheshes yamim asa Hashem. What does that mean literally? Ki sheshes yamim asa Hashem. God made 6 days. No, He didn't. God made 6 days?
Seven.
He made 7 days. What do you mean God made 6 days? Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, God only created 6 days. So who creates the seventh day? By keeping Shabbos, that creates the next 6 days. God only created the first 6 days of creation. And that's it. Whatever there is was created in the first 6 days. So what happened after that? By Shmira Shabbos, Nivra Oid Sheshes Yamim. Therefore, says the B'nai Yisachar, there always has to be observers of Shabbos. Lu Yitzuyer Chas V'Shalom. There would not be observers of Shabbos, the world would cease to exist. Says B'nai Yisachar, according to that, anything that happens Chas V'Shalom to a person that's not good, you could correct it on Shabbos. Because without Shabbos, there wouldn't be another 6 days. So if you observe Shabbos properly, then basically you're recreating the next 6 days, and then you're mevatel, you can be mevatel all tzarais. Says the Bnei Yisachar, Rabbis Rois. There are many Rois. 676. But if you add one more Shem Havaya, a Havaya of a new creation, that's Gematria Shabbos, to indicate that on Shabbos, all the Rois could be transformed into Shabbos, a new creation. Rabbis Rois Tzaddik. You have 676. Those are the Rois. But if you add Havaya, one Havaya, namely, one proper Shabbos, then you could transform your entire life. All troubles could dissipate with one proper Shabbos. So you have Rois 676, but the world won't exist after the 6 days. The world will only consist if you observe this Shabbos. So if you add one Havaya to 676 through Shabbos, you could be Mavatel Rabbis Rois Tzaddik. Now, it's very interesting. What's the reason for the Teichacha? What brought on the Teichacha? You know, what was the Aveir? What did we do wrong? So it says, Tachas Asher Layavadata Sashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tev Levav. So the Bnei Yisachar in the Agra Dekala brings an amazing remez. I remember my good friend Rabbi Meir Bronstein told this over to me in the name of his Zayda. The Meir Einei Yisrael. Something like that. I think that's the name of the Sefer. It says, Tachas Asher Lo Yavadata. It shouldn't say Tachas Asher. It should say Al Asher. Why does it say under that? It should say Al Asher, because of. What's Tachas? What's under? So they say,
because.
Yeah, Al is also. So why are we going under? We should go over. So he says like this. Take Tachas Asher. Take the letters under Asher. What's under the Aleph?
Base.
What's under the Shin? Tough. What's under the Resh? Shin. Base. Tough. Shin. Shabbos. You know what this is all about? This is failure to observe the Shabbos. That's the remez. Tachas asher loy avadatas Hashem lekecha b'simcha uvetov levav. By the way, there's a very interesting idea. Where does the word Shabbos come from? Where do we get Shabbos from? Who made up this world, this word? By the way, the Gra would say there are three famous Shabbosos in history. Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos Matan Torah, and Shabbos La'asid Lavai. Right? The first Shabbos of creation, Shabbos of Torah was given, and the Shabbos of the future. So Shabbos, the Gra says, stands for Shabbos La'asid Lavai, Bereshis, Torah. That's where Shabbos comes from. But in the Sidurei Shel Shabbos from the Be'er Mayim Chaim, he brings, how long is Shabbos? How long is it? As long or as short as you want, you know? How long is it? The Magen Avraham brings, and this is not halachically obligatory, he says, Zekenim and Anshe Maisa would stop doing malacha 2 hours before Shabbos. 2 hours before.
That's
26. And then.
That's before
Pesach. Before the Shkia.
And then the hour after.
And then there's an hour after. So there are 27 hours of Shabbos. If you think I'm being machmer, no. Just be happy I didn't quote the Ari. The Ari says Shabbos is 31 hours. The Ari says the 31 kings that Yeshua conquered are the 31 klipos against the Kedusha of Shabbos. Okay. Because you have 6 hours before and one after. By the way, again, 2 hours before is not obligatory. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not brought in the Nes HaKelim. It's a saintly practice. But, at the very least, one needs to do Tosefes Shabbos. How much Tosefes Shabbos do you need? All you need is a minute. Here's the problem. The problem is you have to make sure you go to the right synagogue. Because, you know, I guess I just say it straight. You have to make sure you're davening in the right place, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Because, in general, the Mishnah Berurah holds one must finish the mincha before the Shkia. Most shuls rely on the Aruch HaShulchan, that you just start the mincha before the Shkia. Or you could come to my shul, we finish the mincha before the Shkia. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says it's better to daven biyachidos than to daven any part of mincha after the Shkia. At least the Shemone Esrei or the Chazar Sashatz. So you're supposed to finish mincha before the Shkia. There's an Aruch HaShulchan that you, if you start, then you grandfather it in. The thing is, most shuls rely on the Aruch HaShulchan. The thing is, it's not going to work for Erev Shabbos. Why not? Because you could only daven mincha on Friday. On Friday, you can't daven mincha on Shabbos. So if in most shuls, they're finishing Chazaras Hashatz, or they're finishing, excuse me, the silent Shemone Esrei, they're finishing after Shkia. Thing is, if you finish the silent Shemone Esrei after Shkia, then you don't have any Tosefa Shabbos. So you want to daven in a place where they finish the silent Shemone Esrei before the Shkia, and you have at least a minute to say, I'm Kabbalah myself, Kedusha Shabbos.
Doesn't it, when you take the few steps back, that's the time that you should be...
Yeah, the thing is, when you take the three steps back, it's already after Shkia in almost every place. So in many places they daven 8 minutes before Shkia, right? 8 minutes before Shkia, and they're saying Haidu, no, not happening. You're not finishing before. So if you have 10 minutes, then you have an extra minute, so you finish one essay, and then you're mekabel kedusha Shabbos. So you didn't get 2 hours. But at least you got Tosefa Shabbos. Okay, fine. That's just a plug, you know? But
why can't you do Tosefa Shabbos after Shabbos? You, because it has to be before.
It's supposed to be Hama'achrim, Latzeis, Ma'arim, Lava. And the Iker is before. Why? Because after it happens Mamela, you're in it. So you could just continue it. But before, you're in the Chayil. So that's the Ikar Tosefos is before. Okay. But besides that, Rabbi Yisai, idealistically...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.